It was December the 24th, and like every year, Christmas was being celebrated in the stately villa of President Silberhaus with many guests.
Look lovely, little Clara. I haven't missed your dance, have I? Oh, then you must dance again later. You see, I've even brought you some marvellous dancing partners.
Oh, a cabbage? An old rotten cabbage. You scared me. But Godfather Drosselmeyer, here you have the most delicious cookies and the sweetest pastries, and you bring an old cabbage with you?
And a pate?
They want to turn. You see, they've been squatting in that little box for far too long.
Oh, they dance wonderfully, so fast and yet with such grace.
At night, everything looks so different. Every sound seems close to her ears. It is scary to know that everyone else is asleep and only you are still awake. Isn't it almost as if you are entirely alone in the world, even if you have just celebrated with others? She thought. 9, 10, 11, 12. Didn't the owl clock suddenly look strange? Like Drosselmeyer himself, when he lifts his coat and swings his arms, as he did earlier in the dance, and conjures and laughs. Clara turned pale. Wouldn't it be time to go back to bed? She ran off quickly, stumbled over one of the presents, almost furiously. Drosselmeyer was still laughing. Is he here? What is it? Not Drosselmeyer, no! Little glowing eyes peeking through the cracks in the floor. Clara's rumbling hadn't startled the mice from the cellar vault, had it?
Come on, little wooden man, with your proudest hat and sword. We'll nibble your little feet away. You'll never get away.
To arms!
No!
To arms, men!
No! They're pushing you back! No! They're falling! No!
Oh, you stupid thing! You'll pay for this! Oh! My head! My poor, poor head! Retreat! All mice in the crib!